And this is Our Town. Bob Sneddon here for you. And thanks to George Henry for letting me slip in for a brief segment. The first one since early 2017, by the way. And joining me right now, Karen Nichols and Kevin Mitke, and they're two of the committee members from the Florence Festival of Books. It's the 10th Florence Festival of Books coming up September 17th and 18th. And welcome, Karen and Kevin.
Thank you.
Hi.
Officially, the festival itself is on Saturday the 18th, but some things get started on the 17th, right?
They certainly do, yeah. We have three wonderful speakers, and in the afternoon from 3 to 4:30, we have...
A little panel discussion, right?
Thank you very much. Yes, a panel discussion, and Bob Welch and William Sullivan are going to be there.
Kevin, Bill Sullivan is quite a noted author in Oregon. Tell
yes,
me some of the things
is.
That he is, some of the types of things he's done.
Well, he's probably best known for the hiking books. He does the 100 hikes of the Oregon coast and the Central Cascades and so on and so on.
Right.
He also wrote Listening to Coyote, which was a book about his hike across Oregon, the entire state.
That's cool.
He's done some fiction. Oh, he's quite versatile. He's a huge library supporter, too. He was on the Oregon State Library Board.
He's just
a great guy.
And Bob Welch is the other one, and he was, of course, a columnist for Register Guard for many, many years and has written several books.
Yes.
He's been a guest on Our Town several times.
He's great. I just didn't want to skip over William because I've listened to him. He's a good speaker, too. He comes out and speaks, and I listened to him speak and read a couple of his books, one about he took old-time tools and built himself a cabin out in the woods. And it was fascinating the way he was discussing it, and that was another fascinating book.
Now, there's another segment that Friday evening that begins at 7 o'clock, I think.
Yes, that's the keynote address. And that's going to feature Oregon author Melody Carlson.
Mm-hmm.
And Melody Carlson is really interesting. At first, she's got a real affinity for Florence. So she comes over to the Festival of Books all the time. She likes Florence.
Have an affinity for Florence myself.
Yes. Well, she lives in Sister, so it's always nice when somebody else does. She's really kind of amazing because she's written about 300 books at this point.
Right.
She's got sales topping 7 million books.
Wow.
They tend to be books for teens, women, and children. Some of it's kind of inspirational literature. They've been turned into Hallmark movies.
Mm-hmm.
She's got some that are in process to be movies, but have been kind of delayed because of COVID. So she's going to talk about that and that whole process. And the nice thing about the keynote this year is it's actually going to be offered free to the attendees. We do ask that people register so that we have a count and we can kind of plan seating to make sure that's all safe.
And in this COVID age, we have to make sure that everybody's socially distanced. Now,
that's
the
right.
3 o'clock panel discussion with Bill and Bob, that's also to a cost. Is that right?
Correct.
Every event is free, so we want to make sure that you enjoy it.
Karen Nichols and Kevin Mitke are some of the organizers for the Florence Festival of Books. This is the 10th one. Last year, missed one because of COVID, actually. But let's move on to the day of, on Saturday the 18th, and the doors open at 10 o'clock that morning, right?
That's true.
At the Florence Event Center, we should say that.
Yes.
Yeah, and besides being all the wonderful authors, and there are publishers available for people to discuss their books with them and to get buy books and have them signed by the author. And there'll also be some concession things that are open. There'll be hamburgers and hot dogs and lots of other good stuff to eat, too.
All right, so in addition to feeding your mind, you can feed your body.
That's right, And I should point out that Karen is quite an author because she's written a number of books, mysteries and things, too.
Well, and thank you for mentioning that.
I just help with a committee, but she's
an
author.
Thank you. I do have.
How many books have you written?
I have 9 that are published already and one that's I wanted to have finished by this one, but I did not get it finished. So there'll be 10 soon.
So they're mysteries?
Well, they're all different.
I
mean, they all have a little bit of Oregon into them. They all have a love story, a dog story, adventure or mystery or both.
Okay.
But they're all each and every different. I have 2 very inspirational books about a heart transplant and an Afghanistan Marine guy who comes back. And so it's pretty relevant right now.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Karen Nichols is a local author as well as being on the committee for the Florence Festival of Books. How late do things go on that Saturday the 18th?
To 4:30,
okay.
And you want to make sure that you get something to eat because the concessions will close about 3:30.
Okay, all right. Now, in addition to, I saw a reference to like 50 different writers involved. But you've got 20.
Yeah, because I think, well, we have this year, you know, we've reduced the number of tables because of COVID. Uh-huh. So I think there's 48 tables.
48 tables, mm-hmm. and then some tables are manned by two authors or two publishers or
now,
whatever.
This isn't just for people who want to buy books. And Judy Flegel, one of the founders of the Florence Festival of Books, she and Connie Bradley have a saying that everybody has a book in them. Inside them. And so this is actually formed for people who want to be published because you've got some publishers on hand, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. And the afternoon on Friday will be open to people's questions about publishing and about writing and how you get yourself into the slot to be able to finish a book. So
That's a lot of fun. And there will be five publishers actually with tables on Saturday during the fair.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Including the Oregon State University Press.
Yeah, I was really pleased to see them on the list.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Before we wrap up talking about publishers, let's go back to Bob Welch. You mentioned Karen. He's got quite the variety of books.
I mean, he does, yeah, including children's books, hiking books, and he talks about his favorite people. He's done one about The Wizard of Foz, about this athlete who developed a way to flip over the high.
Dick Fosbury, he was an Oregon State track athlete, or field athlete, actually. He was a high jumper, and he came up with the Fosbury flop, which is the common method of doing the high jump now.
Absolutely. And he's done, you know, the books about the World War II and specific people, as just a wide range of interesting things. And he's always a good speaker.
And over the years, I have wound up with two or three of his children's books, and I've given them to my granddaughter. I've had several of his books. I still do have several of his books at home. And the one about the nurse in World War II. American Nightingale.
Yeah. And then he wrote a follow-up book, Pebbles in the Water, about how he wrote that. And that's really an interesting thing for people who are interested in becoming an author, what it took him to get through that one.
Yeah. A lot of people really enjoy Bob Welch. He has a nice style. It's very easy to read, at least for me.
Yep.
And it's not always about local stuff here, from the American Nightingale as an example. But he always has a tendency to bring out really good things in the characters and great information. It's his newspaper background, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, yeah.
And lots of years of columns. So what should people keep in mind for the Festival of Books on the 17th and 18th as they come?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, this year with COVID restrictions, we do ask that people wear masks. You know, one of the things that I've noticed in years past is everybody tends to come like right when the doors open. And this might be a good year for people to space themselves out through the day so there's not a big crowd right at the beginning.
Right.
That's probably a very safe way.
And we'll be there. Coast Radio will be there.
I'll
be there broadcasting on KCST from 10 until noon,
doing
a live remote. So people can wait. They can listen to the radio and get a little information about what they're going to see and then time their visit according to that.
That's great.
Yeah, I think they'll enjoy it. There's, like I said, with 48 tables, there'll be plenty of authors. You won't be missing anything, and that'll give us a little more space to social distance.
All right. So the panel discussion from 3 to 4:30 Friday afternoon, the 17th, at the Florence Event Center.
Yep.
Then at 7 o'clock that night is the keynote speaker. Now, do they need to register for both of those or just the keynote speaker?
Just the keynote.
Okay. So, again, they can walk in for the other one. There's no charge for those. And then from 10 until 4:30 Saturday, the Festival of Books itself. And there's no admission charge.
None.
Nope.
Karen, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having us.
And Kevin, thank you very much
for
coming. It's always enjoyable to visit with both of you. This is Our Town.
I'm Bob Sneddon.